Oakheart Witherspike drew an elegant crystal monocle from his belt pouch, declaring vainly,
I don't really need this, as I have perfect eyesight. However, I sometimes use it for long-distance objects. Let me see now. Out there, you say?
Buckler continued pointing.
Aye, sir, due west.
Squinting his right eyelid around the monocle, he gazed steadily westward. Returning the monocle to his pouch, the florid hedgehog nodded gravely.
I fear you are right, sirrah. Even though they are trying to conceal themselves, there appears to be quite a number of creatures out there. Whether they are vermin, alas, who can say from this distance?
Buckler questioned Oakheart further.
About how many would you say there are?
The Witherspike patriarch shrugged eloquently.
4 score, mayhap 5. I wouldn't venture to say accurately, but it seems only half the number who turned up outside our walls latterly.
Buckler nodded.
Thank you, Oaky. Oh, by the way, you haven't seen anything of Diggs yet, have you?
Skipper shook his head.
No, mate. He ain't turned up here yet. Listen, you look tired and hungry, Buck. Go with Django and his gowsome. Get some victuals in you and take a breather. Go on. I'll double the guard on this wall and keep an eye on the flatlands. If the vermin make a move, you'll be the first to know.
Buckler went gratefully, though as he approached the Abbey's main door, he was intercepted by Abbess Marjoram, who cautioned him.
Supper's being served in Great Hall at the moment. I sent Django and his shrews to take theirs down in Cavern Hole. I suggest you join them, Buck.
The young hare was puzzled.
Why's that, ma'am?
Marjoram explained.
Because Dimfnir Witherspike and your brother's wife, Clarinna, and many others who are concerned to hear news of the missing Dibberns are supping in Great Hall. I know you don't want a lot of questions and tears, especially from Clarinna, but I have faith in you, Buck. You'll find them if any beast can. Go on now, off to Cavern Hole with you.
Formall and Big Bartage joined the diners in Cavern Hall. Over barley broth and mushroom and gravy pasties, supplemented by tankards of October ale, they discussed the imminent danger. Buckler finished his supper hastily. He already had a solution.
We'll need some of those long old cloaks they're using on the wall tops. Once it's dark, I'll sneak out by the north wall gate. Maybe if I get close enough, I can learn what they're up to. Those old cloaks should give good cover. The dark'll help too.
Django rose, patting his stomach.
Right, mate. Me and my gowsome are with you.
And I too, sir. We ain't bent in no rush. So ye injured footpaw won't cause ye no bother.
Axel Sternclaw shoved the heavy warhammer into his broad belt. Every beast softened the look in his fierce eyes, that it would be foolish to try stopping him. Formall Darby nodded his admiration of Axel.
Boo! I'd follow a warrior like ye anywhere, sir. You'm a good example to ye molars.
Big Bartage chuckled.
He surely is. Mind if an old hog tags along, Mr. Buck?
Buckler bowed courteously.
Only too pleased, my friends. Sniffy, would you do the honour of being front scout?